Well, welcome to New Hope. I'm Pastor Jason, and I am just thrilled this time of year to share with you one of the greatest stories that is ever told. And today we've unpacked that a little bit differently for you today. We have had it sung to us in word. We've had it read to you from scriptures. And in that scripture we read earlier, we heard the story of how that Joseph was about to divorce Mary because of the shame of her being pregnant outside of wedlock, but the angel appeared. I love those kids in that video that they were scared. Just scared faces. I love that. Because imagine that an angel appears to you. Joseph was asleep. It woke him up. And it says that he was afraid, but the angel spoke to him and gave him peace and said, "Don't worry. I bring to you some good news, and I bring the story that your bride-to-be is carrying the Son of God." Those of you who have children, you know that one of the greatest challenges, perhaps, is when you give birth to your child, is that you have to give them a name. My wife and I, we waited 3 days before we named my son because she didn't like my names. But this angel gave Joseph, he said, "You're going to name them Jesus." Now notice that he later showed it to Mary and goes, "Yeah, Joseph's going to tell you Jesus, it's okay." But Jesus has a very significant meaning. One of the things that we know about that word is that it's the Greek form of Joshua, which has a meaning that says that the Lord will save. By giving him this name, Jesus, he gave him the name of salvation, the salvation had come. And that's what they were singing, that's what they were celebrating. And then the angel appeared to Mary, and she goes, "You're going to have the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us." We sing that earlier. And you know what that word, Emmanuel, it just means that he comes to dwell with us. Let's just pause on that for a moment. That's what we're celebrating. It's the arrival of this little baby. Now, we've been blessed here at New Hope over the last few months that we've had a number of little babies coming through our doors, and every time, I'm always amazed that I don't care how gruffy and old and grumpy a man or a woman could be, when the baby comes around, it always cracks me up to watch big, burly guys, and they talk that little baby talk. I'm like, what? You know, you're the kind of guy that bends crowbars, and he's over here. He's like, "Oh, goo, goo, goo." But that's how God. Now we read in the Old Testament, he appeared to man in a lot of different ways. He appeared to man as fire and as pillars of fire. And it was so scary that when he spoke to the people of Israel, Israel said, "You know what? Quit talking. You scare us." And so rather than come kind of guns a-blazing, he comes in the form of a little child. Because it disarms us. I don't care who you are. I don't care how tough you are, how manly or how you think that you are. When you get around this child, it changes you. That's how God chose to come. We sang about how the angels sang to shepherds, and the shepherds came, and men worshiped him. And we heard about the three boys who brought Frankenstein. I love that. But if you know the story, and most of us do, but the story is that the angels sang to the shepherds, and the shepherds came and they worshiped. And later we read that three wise men, these magi that they called them from the east, came and they brought them these gifts of frankincense and myrrh and gold, apparently about $7 worth. and they worshiped this child, this king. And I love celebrating that moment. I love celebrating Christmas. But if I have one little thing about Christmas that kind of irks me a little bit, is that many times we leave Jesus in that manger. We leave them as a little baby. You know, the downsides of being a baby is He was the King of kings and Lord of lords. He was the God Almighty. He commanded angels. He, with his Father, set the stars in their place and hung the planets where they hang today. But yet he came and they wrapped him in cloth. Why? Because he was a baby and he was a human being and it's cold. He's vulnerable in these moments. And there's a specialness to that, and he identifies with us, and we should look at that for a moment to see that he was vulnerable just as you and I are. But we can't let him stay there. Many of us are familiar with Luke chapter 2 because many of us have seen the Peanuts Christmas story, and Linus famously gives the story at the end of the show. But if you have your Bibles, turn with me to Luke chapter 2. I want to read from a different part of that same chapter, beginning in verse 41. Beginning in verse 41. This is a story about Jesus actually when he's 12 years old. Every year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, he went up to the festival according to the custom. After the festival was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but they were unaware of it. Thinking he was with them and in their company, they traveled on for a day. Then they began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Don't you know that I would be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. Then they went down to Nazareth, and he was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. Verse 52, and Jesus grew in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. I chose this reading today because I want us to see, as we have been exploring the last few weeks, what home for Christmas means. And if you're just joining us today, you're totally caught up. We're talking about the birth of Jesus. We're talking about Jesus being here with us, being a part of our family. And I love what Charlie shared earlier. How that he moved from one place and went to Evansville, and how that he has come here and he has found family. When we think about family, we think sometimes only of our relatives, only of those whom we have been blood-born with. But many of us can find lots of examples where family does not mean anybody that we actually shared a home with. Many of us have found family in our friends. Many has found family with those from around the world whom they brought in to be their son and daughter, to adopt into their family, which is an awesome, awesome thing. Because Jesus came to be our older brother because his father wanted to, guess what, adopt us. Paul wrote into his letter to the church of Ephesus, he says that God wanted to adopt us as sons and daughters into his family. But there was a problem. As I read earlier, sin had torn us apart. Sin separated man and God, and he was unable to be with them, unable to be in relationship with him. Many of us know the story of Garden of Eden. The very beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and he made this place where he hung out with Adam and Eve. Isn't that great to think about? Just this perfect place where man could walk and be with God. But man sinned. Man tore himself away from God. He said no to God and God's ways, and he made himself God. He made himself the ruler of his own little kingdom. And generation after generation after generation, the sin perpetuated until the right moment. And that's what Christmas is, the right moment. Way back in the very beginning, right at the Garden of Eden, at the fall of man, God came to man and said, I know what you did, and I know that it's torn you away from me, but I have good news for you. One day there will be one who comes, and he will bring us together. Where you and I were our enemies, we will now be family. We will be reunited. And from that moment on until the day that Christ set foot on this earth, man looked forward to that day. And now some 2,000 years later, we celebrate his arrival. Why? There have been millions of babies born. Even in the town of Bethlehem, as small as it is, hundreds of thousands of male childs have been born. Why was this one so special? Because for just a time as this, he was born. So that he may come and reunite man with his Father. In the passage I just read from Luke chapter 2, when he's in his Father's house, and I love how he says it to his mom. Where did you think I would be? A few years ago, my wife and I, we were as a family. We took a vacation. We went to Disney World. And we stayed on one of the Disney resorts. Now, if you've ever been to Disney World or you've been to one of the resorts, it's kind of got some size to it. And there are a few children there. And one day we were all going to be going up and catching the bus to go off and have a fun-filled day. And our son was with us. He was about 7 at the time. And if you've ever had a child, you know about that age, they get distracted fairly easy. And we're like, Luke, you have to stay with us. You have to be with us. You have to stay with us. But we had set a rule earlier in the week. It said if we ever get separated, we go back home. We set a home base. Well, sure enough, that day we, through some different distractions of our own, we are walking and we finally get to where the bus stop is. We look around, no Luke. Now, I cannot imagine what Mary and Joseph, they went 4 days looking. They had gone for a day. They didn't realize he was there. Then they was missing. They looked for 3 days for him. Now, I want you to think about that, all right? As a mother, as a father, just as an adult, knowing children, if a child was missing in those 3 days, you know what you have to do in those 3 days? You have to eat. You have to sleep. How, with no peace, with not knowing what's going on. So I can't imagine what that was like for 3 days. For us, it was 15 minutes. It was the longest 15 minutes in my life. Now, Mom and Dad forgot the rules. We retraced our steps. Where did we go? We went over here to the splash pond. We did this. We went here. We took a picture at this place. We were looking around. We even went back to the room. And we both kind of looked at each other and we're like, you don't think that he actually went to the spot that we said go to if you get lost? And so we went to the spot, and he's standing there. We're like, Luke, where have you been? He goes, you guys wandered off, so I went to where I was supposed to go. Where have you been? He knew where he was supposed to be. Sometimes we get in that moment, in the hecticness, we forget. That Mary and Joseph, they both had been visited by angels. Now, that's something you don't forget, right? I mean, I know it's 12 years later, but I'm pretty sure they probably still had conversations. Like, do you remember when that angel? You know, like, Jesus did things. He was probably different as a child. They're like, man, he's different. And they're like, yeah, this angel showed up and said, he is the Son of God. So, of course, if you're in Jerusalem, why would you not check his dad's house first? We talk about home for Christmas, and I'm hoping and praying that many of you will have time to spend with either family or friends that seem like family. But I want to tell you something, that this season's going to come and it'll pass. For some, it's only once a year that you see each other. But the relationship that God wants with us is not a seasonal one. In fact, the relationship that he wants with us is an eternal one. It's one that he wishes to be forever. He wants you to be part of his family. He wants you to be part of his home. At the very end of time, we read in the book of Revelation that he has this home that he's built for us, and he brings it to earth, and we all get to live there, and he has this beautiful scene where he says, I am your God. I am with you forever, and you are my people, and you will be with me forever. No more getting lost. There's no more being alone. In fact, the Bible tells us that he will wipe away every tear, that there will be no more heartache, no more sadness, no more sickness, no more death. It will be perfect. Jesus Christ came 2,000 years ago so that you and I could have a home with our Heavenly Father for all eternity. How do we do that? It's very simple. You know, way back in the Garden of Eden, our very first moms and dads, Adam and Eve, they disobeyed God. And it separated them from God. And you and I are just like them. At some point in our life, we did something where we disobeyed God. That's called sin. And it separates us. We can't be a part of his home. We can't be a part of his family when we have sin. And there's a penalty that has to be, a price that has to be paid. And his son, Jesus Christ, many years later, after this time of him being in the temple and amazing them with his teaching, he went to a hill called Golgotha, where he was hung on a cross. And on that cross, he shed his blood and he died. Now, 3 days later, he came back to life. And he says, I come back to tell you the good news is I am now reunited with my Father, and I'm going to come back and take you with me because you now can be with him. The thing that your ancestors did, Adam and Eve, that separated you from God, I fixed it. And you can come home again. The Bible tells us, he says, all have sinned. All of us have made the mistake. All of us have separated ourselves from God. The great news is that the free gift of Jesus is that he came and died so that you and I can then be reunited with him. Paul writes in his letter to Romans, he says, if you believe in your heart and confess with your mouth, you will be, and he uses this word, saved, which is the very name that Jesus took on when he came to earth, salvation. You will become Christ-like. You will become like him. You will get to be part of his family. If you've never accepted Christ, if you've never joined his family, I encourage you to do so today. In fact, I'm going to ask us all to bow our heads right now. If you've never made that decision, if you've never joined his family, it's as easy as this. Heavenly Father, I admit that I have turned away, that I have sinned. I believe there is nothing I can do that will ever bring me home. But I know that your son, Jesus, has already made the way. I confess to you that I believe in my heart he alone will take me home. Heavenly Father, bring me into your family this Christmas and for all eternity. It's in your name we pray. Amen.